AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The U.S. military is denying claims that Iran struck a Navy vessel. On social media, U.S. Central Command said no U.S. Navy ships have been struck. Iranian news agencies had claimed Iran struck a U.S. vessel near an Iranian port southeast of the strait, accusing it of violating maritime security and navigation norms. The reports say the vessel was forced to turn back. Oil prices initially jumped 5% on the reports, but are now trading between 2 and 3% higher after the U.S. military denied the attack. Yesterday, President Trump announced a new initiative for U.S. forces to guide commercial ships through the Strait of Hormuz. Tehran has, over the past 2 months, attacked some vessels and blocked others that don't receive its authorization. The new U.S. initiative could involve guided missile destroyers, more than 100 aircraft, and about 15,000 service members. But officials have not specified what kind of assistance it would provide. In other news, the Supreme Court is being asked to restore access to an abortion pill by mail.
Two makers of the widely used abortion pill mifepristone asked the Supreme Court to block a lower court's ruling cutting off mail order access to the drug. Saturday's emergency request came a day after the federal appeals court's ruling, the biggest jolt to abortion policy in the U.S. since overturning Roe v. Wade. Friday's ruling is in effect while the case works its way through the courts. It affects patients in all states, even those without abortion restrictions. Danko Labs asked for the block, telling SCOTUS the appellate ruling injects immediate confusion and upheaval into highly time-sensitive medical decisions. GenBioPro made a similar request. I'm Julie Walker.
This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolball. The Pistons completed their rally from a 3-1 series deficit, defeating the Magic 116-94 in Game 7 to advance with their first playoff win in 18 years. Cade Cunningham had 32 points and 12 assists.
It made us really reflect on how we were playing, what got us to this position, and what made us win as many games as we won in the regular season. And, it got us back to playing the basketball that we knew we were capable of.
The Cavs beat the Raptors 114-102 in their Game 7 to advance. Stanley Cup playoffs, Alex Newhook broke a tie with 8:53 left, and the Canadiens outlasted the Lightning 2-1 in Game 7 to end their thrilling first-round series. In golf, Cameron Young finished 6 shots clear of Scottie Scheffler to win the Cadillac Championship, and Chase Elliott won at Texas to join Tyler Reddick as multiple NASCAR Cup Series winners this season.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.